Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
U.S. senators demand equal treatment for Israel at the United Nations. And last week, Israel celebrated its Independence Day. We're going to be talking about this and other issues regarding Israel on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, last week, I was part of two events that happened around the world. One was the Israel Independence Day that celebrated for the independence of Israel back in May of 1948 when they declared Israel as an independent nation. And now it's celebrated around this very month of May. And then later in the week, there was an event that was celebrated at the Israel Embassy in Washington, D.C., and that's the Israel Christian Solidarity Day. And that's an event in which Christian leaders come to the Israeli embassy to show solidarity with Israel and the Jewish people. Both of these events occurred around the world and certainly in Washington, D.C. And Matt, also, the U.S. senators sent a letter, all 100 of them, all 100, amazing, Republicans and Democrats, and they demand equal treatment for Israel at the United Nations.
Yeah, I was so encouraged by this, and to have all 100 senators, Democrats, Republicans, come together to essentially rebuke the United Nations for its just ridiculous and unfair treatment of Israel, the most democratic, advanced, and free nation in the Middle East, to basically treat them like war criminals and ignore the terrorist activity of Islamic nations. And these 100 senators came together, and after 8 years of just a disgusting hostility from the Obama administration toward Israel, this is encouraging to see the United States Senate holding the United Nations accountable for its anti-Semitism. And that's a big part of what they said, is that so we need to do away with anti-Semitism from the smallest form to the largest form, and some of the larger forms being the anti-Semitism that runs rampant throughout the United Nations.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, they're asking for a complete internal overhaul of the United Nations to eliminate anti-Semitism in all forms. And it says that they are deeply committed to international leadership and to advancing respect for human rights. But the continued targeting of Israel by the UN Human Rights Council and other UN entities is, the letter says, unacceptable. And this is a strong statement by the U.S. senators. I think the U.N. ought to listen to this because the U.S. provides a lot of the funding for the United Nations.
Absolutely. You know, it's horrendous that the U.N. came up with this resolution and part of it saying that any action taken by Israel, the occupying power, to impose its laws, jurisdiction, and administration on the city of Jerusalem are illegal and therefore null and void and have no validity whatsoever. So it's just absurd treatment toward the state of Israel.
Yeah, this is the anti-Israel UNESCO resolution that also came before the UN on Independence Day. So amazingly, on Tuesday of last week was Israel's Independence Day celebration.
Right, no coincidence there.
And on that same day, UNESCO brought this resolution before the United Nations, and it was an anti-Israel resolution to say that any action taken by Israel, the occupying power.
Yeah, nonsense.
Yeah.
Occupying
to impose its laws, jurisdiction, and administration on the city of Jerusalem are illegal and therefore null and void and have no validity whatsoever. On all of Jerusalem? Give me a break. I mean, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. It was established by King David, and there's archaeological discovery going back thousands of years showing the link to Jerusalem with the Jewish people, beginning with King David. It is, of any capital in the world, it is the undisputed capital of Israel, and it is the capital that belongs to the Jewish people.
Right, and this anti-Semitic resolution was drafted by the Arab states on behalf of the Palestinians.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you know? This is no different than if the UN came in and rebuked California and said any action taken by California, the occupying power to impose its laws, jurisdiction, and administration on the city of Sacramento are illegal. You get what I'm saying? I mean, it's just ridiculous for the UN to jump in here and try to impose its will on Israel's sovereign right over its capital, Jerusalem.
It's unbelievable. And that was Independence Day. And then this resolution came before the United Nations on Independence Day, an anti-Israel, anti-Semitic resolution. Well, also in preparation for that, the U.S. senator said, back off, UN. You better start backing away from your anti-Israel, anti-Semitic propaganda. I think there will be consequences under this administration. And also on that day, to commemorate the Independence Day, Vice President Mike Pence invited a number of national pro-Israel leaders to the White House to celebrate and acknowledge Israel's Independence Day.
Including
I was
yourself.
Fortunate to be able to be one of those
right.
people. So what an amazing difference
yes.
an election makes.
How yes. was the event? Tell us about the event.
Well, you know, it was different people that obviously are very pro-Israel, leaders from around the country that were invited. And the fact is that this administration, beginning with the president and the vice president, have already taken a very pro-Israel stand very early on. One of the first calls was to Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu, already met Netanyahu. Trump plans to go to Jerusalem and speak later this year. And now we've got a very strong ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, who's already blasted the UN for its anti-Israel rhetoric.
She has been amazing.
Amazing. Then Vice President Pence acknowledges Israel's Independence Day. This is such a refreshing moment to see this administration opening up its arms to Israel and supporting Israel and bringing people around the country like myself and many other leaders to be there to commemorate Israel's Independence Day. It's just a breath of fresh air.
And what a difference, you know, a year makes. As you'll recall, yeah. President Obama and John Kerry did everything they could to make sure that this UN resolution went through, essentially by deciding not to veto it. It was a big slap in the face of Israel on the way out of the White House for Barack Obama.
Yeah, it was a huge change of policy that had been in existence for years. And now we're back. Now we're back. And so
it's a new day. Thank you.
Undoing some of those Obama atrocities that happened not only regarding Israel, but other areas as well. Last week also, I was in D.C. again later in the week at the Israeli embassy. And there with me was Jonathan Alexander, our director of public policy in our Washington, D.C. office, and Cindy Matthews, who's our director of Covenant Journey, which is our program to take Christian college-age students to Israel, part of the Israel Solidarity Day. And it's the Christian Solidarity Day where Christian leaders and organizations come together once a year in May at Israel's embassy in the United States in Washington, D.C. And it's by invitation, and we are there to show our solidarity with Israel. So the ambassador, Ron Dermer, who is very articulate, was there, and he spoke. So all of that was happening. Lots of different Israel-related matters, Matt, are happening in this country right now. And so we are really poised, especially with a new ambassador, David Friedman. I've had a chance to meet him and got a chance to meet him again. He is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. So lots of opportunities as we move forward with regards to Israel.
Not the least of which, as Friedman has advocated, setting up the U.S. embassy in the capital of Israel, Jerusalem,
yeah,
and moving it. And I know President Trump has spoken in favor of doing that as well. So hopefully Ambassador Friedman can get that done.
Yeah, we are really wanting to push that. I think that it sends a strong message that we are going to stand with Israel. I think it's anti-Semitic to not acknowledge Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. It clearly is the capital of Israel. So I encourage you, if you want to learn more about Israel, becoming involved as an advocate or just learning more, you can be part of our Christians in Defense of Israel ministry. It's cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. And you can get there directly through that website, cidisrael.org, Christians in Defense of Israel. And you can also get there from Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. You can contribute online to either one of those websites. You can receive our newsletter and our email by going to the Israel website or Liberty Counsel website. That'll keep you involved with Israel-related matters so your voice can be heard. You can also join us in Israel later this year when we take a group to Israel in October, with the timing being the Feast of Tabernacles. And you can go to our cidisrael.org website and learn more about that. You can also learn more about our Why Israel Matters TV series, and I encourage you to watch that. If you missed any of those, you can watch it online as well. Again, go to lc.org for all the information to link with our other ministries, Christians in Defense of Israel and Covenant Journey. Remember our ministries in your prayer and financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. lc.org.